We'll be reading from Matthew chapter 1, verse 1 and 17 to 23. A record of genealogy of Jesus Christ, the son of David, the son of Abraham. And then I'm reading from 17 and 23. Thus, there were 14 generations in all from Abraham to David, 14 from David to the exile to Babylon, and 14 from the exile to the Christ. This is how the birth of Jesus Christ came about. His mother Mary was pledged to be married to Joseph, but before they came together, she was found to be with a child through the Holy Spirit, because Joseph, her husband, was a righteous man and did not want to expose her to public disgrace. He had in mind to divorce her quietly. But after he had considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in your wife, what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins. All this took place to fulfill what the Lord has said through the prophet. The virgin will be with the child and will give birth to a son, and they will give him the name Emmanuel, which means God with us.
Matthew 1:17-23. 亚伯拉罕的后裔，大卫的子孙，耶稣基督的家谱。17节。这样，从亚伯拉罕到大卫共有14代，从大卫到迁至巴比伦的时候也有14代，从迁至巴比伦的时候到基督又有14代。耶稣基督降生的事迹在下面。他母亲玛利亚已经许配了约瑟，还没有迎娶，玛利亚就从圣灵怀了孕。她丈夫约瑟是个义人，不愿明明地羞辱她，想要暗暗地把她休了。正思念这事的时候，有主的使者向他梦中显现说，大卫子孙约瑟，不要怕，只管娶过你的妻子玛利亚来，因她所怀的孕是从圣灵来的，她将要生一个儿子，你要给他起名叫耶稣，因他要将自己的百姓从罪恶里拯救出来。这一切的事成就，是要应验主借先知所说的话，说必有童女怀孕生子，人要称他的名为以马内利。以马内利翻出来就是神与我们同在。
And then finally, we're reading from Galatians chapter 4, verse 4 to 5. But when the time had fully come, God sent his son, born of a woman, born under law, to redeem those under law, that we might receive the full rights of sons. Because you are sons, God sent... Oh, sorry. I think that's it.
加拉太书第四章第四到第五节。及至时候满足，神就差遣他的儿子为女子所生，且生在律法以下，要把律法以下的人赎出来，叫我们得着儿子的名分。
I think most of us have once played a game called Connecting the Dots.
我相信大多数的人都曾经玩过一个游戏，叫做把不同的点连接起来。
Connecting the Dots have a starting point.
当你要把不同的点子连起来的时候，一定是有个起点。
And you start following the numbers, and then eventually the picture is completed.
当你将每一个点联合起来的时候，你就可以看到一个清楚的图画。
And then the whole picture makes sense.
然后这个图画就是非常的有意思。
The Bible, in some way, is almost like a connecting the dots.
我们的圣经也是差不多，就是把不同的点子连起来。
It is a book about God's salvation plan for humanity.
就是神的拯救的计划联合起来。
The stories in the Bible are like dots.
在圣经里头，每一个故事就是像每一个点子。
When we connect them together,
当你把它联合起来的时候
，and then we can see God's plan of salvation unfolding throughout humanity, human history.
当我们这样做的时候，就把神整个救恩的计划就可以显现在人类的面前。
Tonight, I have selected a few passages from the Bible.
今天晚上我在圣经里头选几个点子。
And it was read just now by the different readers.
刚才我们弟兄姊妹已经读过了。
Each section represents a very significant point of human history.
就是每一个点，每一个片段都是显示了神掌管人类的历史非常的重要。
And now I want to join them together, and hopefully, you can see a clear picture of God's plan of salvation.
现在我就不将不同的点子联合起来，你就可以看到，神的拯救的计划一个完整的一个图画。
And hopefully, you see that why worldwide Christians we celebrate Christmas.
那你就明白为什么整个世界都会庆祝圣诞节。
And because Christmas is about the birth of Jesus Christ.
因为圣诞节就是有关我们的救主耶稣基督的诞生。
Every game of connecting the dots has a start here.
就是每一个游戏我们要把不同的点子联合起来，它一定有一个起步。
And God's plan of salvation also have a starting point, and it is the book of Genesis.
就是神的拯救的计划，它整个计划的开始就是我们圣经里头的创世纪。
Genesis tells us that God created this heaven and earth.
那里告诉我们神创造了天与地。
And everything that is inside it, the plants, the animal, and human beings like you and me.
就是在那个天地中间，我们有各样的植物、动物，还有他创造了你跟我。
In other words, the Bible clearly said that this world has a creator.
就是圣经里头也清楚了告诉我们，这个世界上有一个创造者。
And our world is not a product of random evolution.
我们的这个宇宙，我们的世界不是偶然出来的。
And we have to be accountable to God.To this creator one day.
所以我们是有责任来回应神的创造。
God's creation was good from the beginning, originally.
神起初的创造是非常美好的。
However, our ancestors chose to disobey God.
但是我们的祖先他叛逆了我们的神。
As a result, sin came into this world.
就这样，这个罪就进入了这个世界。
But God has set a plan of salvation to restore His people and restore this heaven and earth.
但是神他有一个整套的那个拯救的计划来拯救这个人类。
And this plan involves a woman's offspring.
但是这个计划就是有一个女人这个后裔在参与在其中。
Listen.When God pronounced judgment to Satan,
我们要听我们的神是怎么样对撒旦的这个审判。
Please turn the slide. God said, I will put an enmity between you and the woman and between your offspring and hers. He will crush your head and you will strike his heel.
我要将你的后裔跟 女人的后裔成为敌人，女人的后裔会伤你的头，你会伤他们的脚筋。
God says in this plan of salvation, the woman's offspring will deliver a fatal blow to Satan, his head.
神说，这个女人的后裔将来会是有一个致命的一个非常重的这个打这个致命的重击，会毁了撒旦你的头。
Even though Satan will do some damage to him,
就算那个撒旦会对人类有一点的伤害。
So this is the first thought.
这个就是这个整个计划的起点。
The second thought involves a man named Abram or Abraham.
但是第二点就是有一个人叫亚伯拉罕，他也参与在其中。
Abraham lived and walked in the Middle East about 4,000 years ago.
亚伯拉罕他住在那个中东，行走在那个地方，那个时候是4000多年前的事。
He is the ancestor of two major tribes, the Jewish people and the Arab people.
他就是有两个民族的后裔，第一个就是那个犹太人。Jewish, 另外一个就是亚拉伯。
Here, God chose Abraham and asked him to move to a foreign land.
但是神上帝拣选了亚伯拉罕，要他要离开的本地本族到其他的国家去。
And God is promised him that all peoples on earth will be blessed through you.
神对亚伯拉罕有一个应许，就是万族都因你来得到祝福。
In other words, God chose this man Abraham 4,000 years ago.
当神要拣选亚伯拉罕4000多年前的时候，
His plan is not just involving Jews and Arabs.
他的整个计划不单只有犹太人、阿拉伯人。
He chose Abraham so that his offspring will bless all peoples on earth.
他拣选了亚伯拉罕，让他的后裔来祝福这个整个人类。
Through Abraham, God said all peoples on earth will be blessed through you.
透过亚伯拉罕，整个人类都蒙神的祝福。
Now we come to thought number three.
让我们来看这个。第三点
Thought number three involves a son of Abraham.
这个第三个起点就是有亚伯拉罕的儿子在其中。
His name is David. He later on became a king for Israel, King David.
他的名字就是 David. 后来他成为了以色列的王。
He came about 1,000 years after Abraham.
他出现就是在亚伯拉罕之后的1000年。
After King David secured his kingdom in Israel,
当大卫王建立巩固他的皇位的时候，
he wanted to build a house for God. In other words, a temple for God.
他对神说，他要建筑一个圣殿殿堂给我们的上帝。
But God replied to David.
但是耶和华神对 David 对那个大卫说
No, you don't build me a house.
不，你不用为我建立一个房屋。
I build you a house.
我为你来建立一个房屋。
And my house that I build for you, your household, will last forever and ever.
我为你建立这个房屋会永永远远的长存。
And because of this promise, King David prayed to God.
因为神这样对那个大卫这个应许，大卫对神的赞美祷告是这样。
And he says, For you, O sovereign Lord, have spoken, and with your blessing, the house of your servants will be blessed forever.
Oh, 我的上帝，我的神啊，你全能的主，你对我的应许啊，就是一直的祝福我，直到万代。
So David was praising God, saying that, "May your promise to my household be forever stand in your sight."
愿你对我家里的祝福，我的家族的祝福，永远存留到万代。
And then time, human history continued to move on.
当人类的历史一直的往前走的时候
，400 years after King David.
400年在那个大卫王以后
，the prophet Isaiah prophesied that a child will be born.
那个先知以赛亚他。预言说有一个婴孩将会出生
And he will be called Wonderful Counselor Mighty God Everlasting Father Prince of Peace
他被称为奇妙测试全能的神永在的父
和平的君、
还有和平的君
So who is this child that can fulfill all this wonderful name
是哪一个小孩婴孩能完全的满足这样的称呼呢
How can a person can fulfill all these wonderful titles Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace
有谁可以完全的满足可以被称为奇妙的测试全能的神永在的父和平的君
We come to a very important part of the Bible It's the first bookThe first verse in the New Testament.
我们就到了一个非常重要的一个部分，就是在新约的第一句话。
In the beginning of the book of Matthew, he says, "A record of the genealogy of Jesus, Messiah, or Jesus Christ, the son of David, the son of Abraham."
他说。这个婴孩就是大卫的儿子也是亚伯拉罕的儿子
This is the person who can fulfill all these wonderful titles
这个婴孩这个儿子就是完全可以满足刚才我们说的所有的这个名称
And this person is the one who came from Abraham who come from King David
他就是来自那个亚伯拉罕来自大卫王的祖孙
And then the story tells that angel declared this news to Joseph and Mary saying that you will give birth to this son
然后这个天使对 Joseph 跟那个 Maria 就是跟他们说你们将来会有一个孩子出生
And Joseph The son that is born by your pledged wife Mary Is from the Holy Spirit
你这个天使对亚瑟说你的未来的太太她会怀孕她怀孕是从圣灵而来的
You are going to give him the name Jesus
你要给他起名叫耶稣
Jesus, the name is Yeshua in Hebrew, means God saves.
耶稣在 Hebrew, 他的意思就是说神拯救
And the angel said he will save his people from their sins.
这个天说他会拯救人类
Jesus will save the human race from all the sins by sacrificing himself on the cross.
耶稣拯救整个人类是让他自己死在十字架上
Thus paying for the penalty of all humanity.
就是代替我们众人的罪
And this is how God saved his people by giving humanity his son Jesus.
就是这样神牺牲了他的儿子来拯救整个人类
And so on our last thought, number six
到最后的一个点子就是 第六个。
The Apostle Paul made this summary.
那个使徒保罗做了一个总结。
But when the time had fully come, God sent His Son, born of a woman, born under law, to redeem those under law.
当时候满足，神就差遣他的儿子为女子所生，且生在法律上，要把在法律下所有的人都能救出来。
So now we have completed the picture.
让我们现在已经看到一个整个图画。
And I hope this picture makes sense to you.
希望这个图画对你来说是充满了意义。
And this is why we celebrate Christmas.
这个就是因为我们是因为这个理由，我们就庆祝圣诞节。
Because Christmas is about the birth of Jesus, Jesus Christ, the Son of God.
圣诞节就是有关神的儿子降生为人。
He is a gift from God to all of us.
他是从上帝里头来赐给我们的。
In order to save all our sins.
就是为了拯救我们从罪恶里头出来。
But because it is as a gift.
因为这个是一个礼物。
Being a gift, obviously, we have to receive it in order to get any benefit.
当你要得到那个礼物的好处的话，你首先要接受这个礼物。
Let's say if I have this beautiful flower and I want to give it to you.
就是算这个非常美丽的 花朵要送给你，如果你不要，没有意思。
And if you don't want it, the flower is just here, just standing there.
给你，你不要，根本没有意思。
So we need to receive it to have the benefit of it.
你要得到好处，你首先要接受这个礼物。
So I wonder for tonight.
今天晚上是非常的美丽。
How many of you who are not Christian among us?
在我们其中有哪一位不是到今天还没有接受基督耶稣,
is willing to receive this gift from God, His Son Jesus.
如果你愿意，有没有愿意来接受这个礼物从上帝给你的耶稣基督?
And receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior.
接受他成为你个人的救主。
I don't know how many of you would see this picture and said, yes,I want to receive Jesus.
我真的盼望你们当中能看到这个整个美丽的图画，愿意说主耶稣，我愿意来接受你。
And if you like to receive it, please put up your hand. I would, in our closing prayer, I would pray specifically for you.
如果你是愿意的话，请你举起手，我们牧师愿意为你祷告。
You like to receive Jesus? Good. Praise the Lord.Any other one?
还有吗？还有。
Receive Jesus.
接受。
Christmas is a time remind us that God sent His Son for all of us.
圣诞节就是让我们再一次的知道是上帝把他的儿子赐给我们。
So all we have to say, God, thank you. I want to receive Jesus.
让我们一起说，上帝，我们感谢你，我们愿意来接受耶稣基督。
I know that there is some people who come to our church for the first time.
我知道在我们当中有第一次来到我们教会了。
I especially appeal to you.
我特别的向你有一个表示。
This is a wonderful opportunity for you to receive Jesus.
今天晚上是一个非常好的一个机会，让你来接受耶稣基督。
I won't ask you to stand up or just put up your hand and then I'll pray for you.
你不用站起来，只是举起你的手。
Anyone?
还有吗？
Yes, praise the Lord, yes.
感谢主。
Okay, let us pray together.
让我们同心的祷告。
Almighty God, our Heavenly Father.
我们奇妙的天上的救主。
We thank you.For your son Jesus.
我们感谢你，你把你儿子赐给我们。
To save us from sin.
就是要拯救我们从罪恶里头出来。
So especially in this Christmas season.
特别在圣诞节的时候。
We thank you for these two sisters who put up their hand to indicate that they want the gift of Jesus.
我们特别为刚才举起手来的两位姊妹，她们愿意来接受主耶稣基督成为他们的救主这个礼物。
We pray that you would save them from sin.
我们感谢你，向你祷告。你已经把他们从罪恶里头拯救出来。
You enter into their life and to be their Lord and Savior.
他们进入了我们的救主、我们的拯救者的一个生命里头。
May you continue to lead them in this new life, because your name is Emmanuel.
求主你继续的保守他们，与他们同在，因为你的名字就是 Emmanuel。
Which means God with us.
就是神与人同在。
We thank you.
我们感谢你。
May all honor and glory be unto you.
让一切的荣耀颂赞都归给你。
Amen.
Amen.
Let's sing the hymn 139, Joy to the World. 请起立, rise please.